With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The Bighorn County Health Department announced Friday residents are required to wear face coverings or masks outside their homes. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Health officials say the order is in response to a sudden rise of COVID-19 cases in the county. At least 34 people in Bighorn are sick with the disease. Children younger than 2 are not required to wear face masks. Neither are people working outside or recreating as long as they're able to maintain 6 feet of distance. Other exceptions include people who cannot wear a mask due to health or safety concerns and have a note from their doctor or employer. Cloth masks can be picked up free of charge at the Bighorn County Public Health Department in Hardin. The county will also have volunteers distributing masks at local events. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Officials say a high school football coach in Montana will keep his job after suggesting in a social media post that Black Lives Matter protesters in Salt Lake City should be hanged. The Darby School Board conducted an investigation and voted to discipline Jeff Snavely, coach of the school team, rather than fire him. Replying to a Facebook post on May 31st, in support of law enforcement, Snavely wrote about protesters, quote, "They should all be strung up and hung in the public like the old days," unquote. Snavely said he deeply regrets the post and it has been deleted. The Blackfeet Nation wrote in a resolution Thursday it will close off-road access to Glacier National Park's east entrances for the remainder of the tourism season. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports tribal leaders made the decision because of the growing number of COVID-19 cases in the state.
The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council issued a resolution saying it will close roads leading from state and federal highways to park entrances, including Two Medicine, Chief Mountain, Going to the Sun, Cutbank Creek, and many Glacier roads. Glacier National Park spokesperson Jenna Kersman says park leadership is still digesting the decision, but says the east entrances will likely remain closed for the season. That could mean operations on Going to the Sun Road will look different.
We're taking into consideration things like having one entrance point. If you just enter from the west entrance and exit from the west entrance, what would that look like?
Kersman adds that the park is also considering where visitors could turn around and how many people could be on the road at once. Chairman of the Tribal Business Council, Tim Davis, says closing the road will hit the $110 million a year tourism industry in Glacier County, which encompasses the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. But Davis says the economy is not the only concern.
We're not, again, doing this based on economics. It's based on science and health.
Davis says the tribe received more than $30 million in federal relief funding and is still deciding how to spend that money. He says the council will consider economic relief for businesses and employees who are out of work due to the closure of the park gates. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist doing fieldwork in southwest Montana survived a grizzly bear attack Wednesday. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the biologist was working on a sage-grouse monitoring project in Red Rock Lakes National Wildlife Refuge when they noticed 2 bears nearby, and one of them charged. The federal agency says the biologist used bear spray until the attacking bear backed off and ran away with the other bear. Wildlife Service spokesperson Joseph Wallach says the biologist sustained non-life-threatening bites from the attack.
The biologist was able to make contact with other U.S. Fish and Wildlife staff.
He says the biologist was transported to a hospital in nearby Rexburg, Idaho, and was released later that afternoon. According to a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service press release, the biologist's report suggests the bears may have been siblings around 3 years old. Says Wallach declined to share the identity of the biologist and says an investigation is ongoing. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says 7 people have been injured by bears so far this year in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana reported 29 cases of COVID-19 Friday and another death, bringing the total to 22. Rosebud County officials say the victim had a residence in the county but had not been living there. Gallatin, Yellowstone, and Bighorn counties have 34 active cases. Missoula County has 24. Bighorn County issued a mandate requiring all people in the county to wear a mask when outside their homes. A wet, chilly weather system is moving into Montana this weekend that for the foreseeable future could make it feel a lot more like autumn than the second week of summer. Edward O'Brien reports.
Western Montana's beautiful summer weather continues into Saturday morning, but it will be short-lived. A low-pressure system dropping down along the Canadian coast will usher clouds and scattered showers into northwest Montana by tomorrow afternoon. Missoula National Weather Service meteorologist Trent Smith says
that's going to kind of kick it off.
Potentially powerful thunderstorms are possible tomorrow afternoon in a band stretching from Flathead Lake south to Hamilton out to the mountains along the Continental Divide. That could drop
probably a quarter to a half an inch for most valley locations, with a few areas probably even getting more than that. And then the mountains, especially across the Continental Divide, could receive a significant amount, upwards to 6 inches.
Smith says confidence of that much rainfall is fairly low right now, but possible. All of this is just the opening act. Rain is forecast to become widespread by Sunday afternoon, continuing into Tuesday. Temperatures, meanwhile, will dip anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees from Friday's daytime highs.
Right now, we're anticipating temperatures to be near 90 here in Missoula, but by Monday afternoon, the temperatures are only going to be as high into the 60s, so it's going to be quite a dramatic change.
This weather pattern isn't limited to western Montana.
It's really going to kind of impact areas north of Great Falls into the Blackfeet region and out into the Glasgow and then move northward with time.
Experts have predicted western Montana's wildfire potential to be above normal this summer. The incoming cold front will only temporarily tamp down that risk. Forecasters say temperatures will certainly rebound, the rain will eventually end, and the fire risk will again start to climb. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.